All right, Brother Nasser, let's hear you on this.
Sir.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm here on this program not to make no sport.
Correct. That's
cool. I hear these fellas talking, and they do what really going on. Mm-hmm. The Barbados Police Force, the first commissioner I've never had a face-to-face talk since they have been an intelligent individual is the present commissioner of police. The truth is, I don't even know the present commissioner of police. All the rest I knew, and you could have meet them and talk to them. So, but Barbados going some kind of system nowhere. Seems like people isolating themselves because they're afraid of what I don't know. But that's what I want to say. When we had the march for the Barbados Leopard Party in Queen's Park, they tell me there were 25,000 to 30,000 people down there. I wonder why the commission then decided that there must be 10 people in the march and no more.
Because of COVID is the difference, Nasser. No.
COVID is the 10 people. Because I see all kinds of people, more than 10 people in the supermarket. I see people all can't pay all about more than 10 people. So the truth is, you just have to ask the people to distance themselves and let them. And in America, where the COVID is the highest killer right now, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people in the street. The truth is that Barbados, of all the countries in the Caribbean, are subjected to slavery more than any place else. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why the Commission of Police stopped us from having more people yesterday, they did not go, because they knew that some of these guys might not be serious, but they're in a player. And the only reason why he stopped yesterday is to send a message to black people that you are still totally under control. And I am telling the Commission of Police, you got to stop that. You are a black commissioner of police. Nobody in Barbados don't violate and break up and do all kind of things. The most thing they will do is agitate, and they should agitate. But what happened is that when a man agitate, he got to understand that he's technically violating. The truth is that we should have had about 15,000 people around the embassy yesterday. We are fighting for our cause. In this country where I am, the most North people victimized more than black people. I remember when they ran the people out of Rockers Alley. All the police, I went straight to the commissioner of police. Me, myself, Nasser, myself. And the commissioner of police, the deputy was, I remember, you know, this brilliant lawyer. He's a brilliant police, I know he's a lawyer. But he, I can't remember his name. And there, called when he went in there, I said to the commissioner, why have you run the people from Rockers Alley? Nobody had any commission for everybody on the street. So I go on to the commissioner because I know he's the head man. He respect me and report me and accept me very well. I said, but what you ran? You know what he said to me? He said, these people get in Rockers Alley and run police. They want to run a policewoman here. And the woman that is fear for a long time, I said, are you a police? And you let a monkey bunch of people in Rockers Alley run a police? I will send the police over there for those who run the police and arrest and lock up all them, but I will stop people from making a living in Rockers Alley.
Right, that's a major point. You gotta separate the lawless people from the protesters at all times.
Because that's what the police
people like to conflate. People like to put them together. That's the issue.
But there's a reason for that, you know, Mr. Don't let nobody fool you. I am no teenager. I have from 33 years till now, I've been fighting the system against the injustice. White people in Barbados. But white people don't like you, Prime Minister. Don't allow nobody to oppress black people and to try to express the feelings and the views in this country. Those days are finished with. I am telling you, sir, that not one black person would have done anything to create any violence or anything yesterday. And I do not understand why a country where they tell me 90% is black cannot demonstrate when black people are getting slaughtered in the United States like dogs. And you know something? Korea could happen to you. Well, an old man like me and my husband, me too, because of the check out old man, and must have had a thing. But the point is that we better be careful. That those same vicious people in America who come here on vacation, some of them, and if you think that a friend to push down somebody in Barbados or to choke somebody in Barbados to death and then go back to America, you better think again. Let us, me, you, and Danny today, talk about what is right, what must be done, and what must be changed in this country for the betterment of black people. And all we talk about the new time what? Ask black people settle down and to get some money. They go about spend all the money with people who don't look like them. They go about worshiping people who are not look who look like them. They go about reading the Bible, and with all due respect to, you know, whoever is Christian, the first chapter of the Bible has nothing to do with me nor you. It's had to do with Israelis. All I'm saying is we must be able to go and talk to our commissioner of police. Don't set up no confrontation. Challenge him and talk to him face to face. And let me tell you before I start here, Mr. Courier.
No, I actually following you, and one of the matter here is the question is what needs changing? What are we protesting for? What do we want? Those are the main questions.
We want to see black people own more of this country. We want to see all these million-dollar projects that are going to minority people in this country share, and some go to black people. We want to see black people tell these white stories, and so we are not spending so much of our money with you. We are going to spend more money for our people. We want to see white people that got money instead of trying to victimize black people started to say they could assist some of these companies by investing in the mess with it, and they should invest, should allow them to. And let us have a country that we have some kind of balance.
Before you go any further, let me get your take and the panel's take on this. An economist came out recently and saying, instead of just the bonds as they are, why not make them part of ownership in the income earning parts of Barbados in terms of the seaport and airport? Let Barbadians use this opportunity to invest in ownership in the country and in the profit making entities in Barbados. What is your take on that?
100% I agree with him. Barbados black people got to start getting mindset of investing. Somebody fool us that because you invest the money they lost it, that the people who you lost it with are criminals and thieves. Sometimes those investors are no crooks. They got some that are. But most of the times the investors are not crooks. The point that we will not continue to finance and put in our resources and try to build proper businesses that must be owned by our people. But we pump our money in the insurance companies. And we don't have no, we really ain't got no shares in these insurance companies, you know.
All right, let me cut off the fluff. Then, according to you, let me get down and straight the matter. So, number one, we need a change in the financial system because we can bring it home from the U.S. Now, hold on. So, we're saying, let me take these bonds and give Barbadians ownership, particularly in the public sector, obviously, but the private sector must have a way, and the average Barbadian must have a way to get in on this action. So, we can take, we can bring financial independence by getting them wealth creation, wealth building. So, let me get the bonds in the income earning and the profit earning entities. Number one, what about the banks? What we gonna do with the banks? Because it's okay to still let we own, but we need capital to start. How we can get there? What we gonna do with the banks?
Very glad you brought that point. I am very disappointed with all the governments, including this one, when it comes to banks, Barbados. This country is too small for us to allow banks to take the advantage that they are taking of black people in this country. And the government of the day must look at the banking policy and challenge it and make them change.
I need more specifics. We're not dealing with rhetoric today. We don't want the government to look at a thing because they could go down there and I could take my two googly eyes and look at them. What we can do? What needs changing? We need to change the regulations. We need to give them quarters. Come.
Mm-hmm. They got to look before you can implement. Don't tell me that you didn't look. I don't say you got a beautiful wife and beautiful children. Do you not look at a few girls before you decide the one you want?
Not a few. But listen, this ain't about me. This is about the banks. I don't want to hear. When they hear look and they need to address, and those are flowery words.
Corey.
Yes. Come in.
I can add here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the idea relating to the bonds is a very, very good idea that's being offered by the government of Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that we need to go a step further. And the government of Barbados can lead by example. For instance, the government could create the condition for state enterprises like CBC,
mm-hmm.
okay, to be privatized in a way that is owned by the workers of Barbados. And the workers can utilize the funds within the cooperative movement,
mm-hmm.
okay, to invest in state cooperatives. And then after the government develop that kind of process that creates a condition for black people, or no, I'm not saying black people only, but working class people, whether they're black, white, or Indian, okay, to invest. Then the government can create legislation or some form of dialogue to encourage the private sector to do a similar thing.
No, Danny, stop. Let me jump in here again, because I play in the real role advocate. No, let me stop, because the legislation, and you would identify with this, the legislation need to have teeth to make it that in a way that what it actually happens. We don't want encouragement. We want it to happen. Do we need then, as you would identify, we need to demonstrate for these things that we would say, let me give you an example. A contractor called me just yesterday, and he was bidding and trying to organize for some low-income housing. And he realized that the credit union, which takes a lot of working-class money, you know, transformed some type of housing unit that had no front lower to medium. So they know, again, the working class of the country aren't able to get a little piece of the rock. We do not want legislation, as you say, and I'm using your word, to encourage. The time for moral suasion and encouragement, people laughing at that. We need to say this is must, shall. Do you understand where I'm coming from?
But you're ahead of me. I respect that. Okay? The reason why I say encourage, because they have the social partners, and I think that these things should be discussed first, so that when you create legislation so that they must be applied, then they can easily be applied, because everybody would have been educated about that process, and therefore it will be easier for you to create the conditions. Because it is totally wrong for a man to spend 25 years in a company and create profits for that company over 25 years, and then end with no shares within that company. It's totally wrong. So I'm saying, I support your idea. So if we could create legislation tomorrow and implement it, I am all for it.
Good, good, good.
But I know that you must also have an educational process.
Yes.
So that so that whenever you apply, it would happen in a way that everybody will feel happy. Okay,
Corey. All right. Buddy, go quickly, and then we come into the lines. Callers, just hold on. Get close to your telephone.
Corey.
Go ahead, buddy. Go ahead.
NASA,
go ahead.
Teaching and open up people's mind and they are their job. Let me know something. Dr. Barbers are highly educated people.
Mm-hmm.
There is something that driving fear in black people.
The educated when it comes to financial literacy, NASA?
Right. So have we got to find out?
That's a question.
What that is. Why intelligent, successful black companies and black people, lawyers, doctors, engineers, business people, all kind of people, generate wealth and just build it up and build it up and build it up, and they never try to mobilize some of it and invest? Why these things are happening? These people who go to university, people, I'm at the university, I'm at the university, nursery Islam, bro.
But NASA, we the bottom line is that we are not exposed to money in that way. We ain't even exposed to doing a budget, and you go through three institutions, primary, secondary, tertiary, and if you add in early education, nothing, no sort of financial education, some consumer arithmetic, yes. And money and profit and thing is always seen to be something bad. You understand? Look at that man. Wait, Dennis going to buy that car. It's always something bad. So yes, education at opening mind has to be a part of it.
You are right, but you have to face back, call a spade, and tell these educated people and barbers that you are only educated, but you're illiterate. Because I have to tell you, the vast majority of educated and barbers, the black ones, are illiterate. I'm sorry to say that, but I'm not apologizing for it, because I can prove it.
Illiterate or not, to me, I don't know what I got to do with the discussion. But hold a minute, panel. I know you can get feisty down in here. Let me bring in some callers. Who want to talk? No one losing. Let me bring in some callers. And then the thing, they got a lot of WhatsApps they want to read too. So, Brastat Sunday, good morning. You're on the air.
Good afternoon. Hey. Corey.
Yes, please.
Good afternoon.
They got you good, so good you say afternoon already, man. Good long, it's still morning. Good long.
Yeah.
I blame NASA for that. You go ahead.
No. I blame NASA. NASA is right. NASA is so right in everything he's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Mr. Corey, listen. Black people have no... This thing that going on now that black people is fighting for, this started all back in the slave time. all through, all back in slave times, black people had no rights of freedom. They had no rights of, they had no rights to expressing themselves and so on. So this stems from all back there. Now the question is, are it going to come to a stop?
That's the question. And then it won't move to how, but we can't do it all today.
All right. Now,
but no, I want to get your take on it, caller. I don't want you to come here to ask the question. You feel that there's a change or this is more the same?
Man,
it can stop.
Man, listen, it would eventually stop, but we have to fight some more. The reason why I say that, now the Barbados Police, the Royal Barbados Police Force, which is known throughout the world, highly respected, I think their behavior, two wrongs don't make a right. I think their behavior was not the standard. Now, the gentleman that was holding the protest march in front of the embassy, we know he may flaw in a certain manner. We know he may flaw, especially with the 10 people, the rotation system. But your name again?
David Denny. You mean me?
Yeah.
Corey. Just call me Corey. Corey, man.
That is something that could have bypassed. Royal Barbados Police Force could have bypassed that as long as there were no disturbance. We shouldn't agree with Mr. Nasser yesterday. There wouldn't be a stone thrown there. Those looking at those people's faces on the camera and so on, that would have gone on peacefully. No, I want to ask. Don't get me wrong, I'm racist. I'm not racist. I want to ask. Now, if it were a different class of people, would the police react in that manner yesterday? If it were other class of people, other race of people, would the police react like that yesterday? You want me to answer that for you? No.
I would like my panelists to answer. So that's why I bring them here for.
Well, I am bold enough to answer it, Mr. Corey. The answer would have been no. And I could go on and go on and go on. We in this country, we have certain people.
Wait, call a tap pause. Tap pause for a minute.
Yep.
NASA?
Yeah.
Yes or no? They would have been treated the same way?
Not at all.
The
police would not have treated the same
way. All right, good. Right? No, stop. Just that's a yes or no. David Denny, they would have been treated the same way?
The police would not have treated the same
way. Okay, stop. Good. Buddy Laria, they would have been treated the same way?
No.
Okay, good. Stop. But call her, come back in. Let's go. Go down.
The reason why I put that question to you is because I know I am right.
Good.
I'm going down this road here now to hit at that.
Good. Now, after we hit at it, I want to ask you two questions. Why and how we can change that? But go along. Those are the two important questions to me.
Let me finish this point first.
But go ahead. Do your hitting first.
Let me finish this point first about what I was saying.
Go ahead.
We have certain classes of people here, you can tell them don't do this and they're going to do it and it's all right and right, and it's all well and right. We have certain business people here, certain policies they have broken, you know. Take for example, There were something set up near Bridgetown Port. Parliament was not in favor of it, but that person still go ahead and still get the nod.
Right, you mean the cement plant? Only go along.
I don't want to call it cement.
No. It was cement plant. It's not a curse word.
Because I don't know if I get cut off. Yes.
Cement plant, not a curse word.
No, Mr. Corey, if that the me or you, that would have gone up there. That would not have gone up there. And these things have to come to an end.
But reason number one would have been our financial position, like we were talking earlier. We've been deprived for many centuries. But even if we had bucked the system and have the financial power, we do not have the class or clout to float. That is the issue. But my thing is, we can knock this all day, but I wanted to do that in part two. But I know how the time is run when you're having fun on here. So I wanted to jump into that, ask the question is, how do we turn the corner? How do we, and we start to look at it from the bonds and the entities and the financial system. Yes, panelists, come in. Thank you, caller.
Thank you. Look,
yeah, you go. Come in.
I want to get to the source because the brother that just made those points are right.
Mm-hmm.
And we understand. You see, and even Nasser, with his knowledge, he too went to school in Barbados like all of us. And at one time or the next, we were socially conditioned or brainwashed to feel superior to or inferior to someone else. All of us. Now, what is important to understand, and this is, I want to talk about the solution because I cannot be on the program anymore talking about problems. I'm into solutions. Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for this moment for 43 years. Now, we must understand that what is happening in America and around the world to black people, it has its origin basically in Barbados. Barbados was the first country in the world that legally implemented a program or ideology that said that black people were not human being. We must understand this happened in 1661. Now, let me finish so we understand something. The Slave Code Act that Barbados passed in 1661, America did not pass it until 1776, 100-odd years after. And America has influenced the rest of the world. We must also understand something. And if you want, if the people who's listening to me want confirmation, Sir Hilary Beckles has made two documentaries this year. Has made two lectures this year. On the 27th of February, he gave a lecture at Alexander School. I was there.
I want to encourage Barbadians to go and find those lectures. I was trying to get Professor Beckles on the program as well. But I don't want you to lose your time for the solution because you're going into the periphery stuff, which is good, the background, which is good. But because of time, we could do the periphery stuff on a Facebook Live or something. But what are the solutions you wanted to bring? Let's start to itemize
the
those.
Solution. All right. Let me give the solution. But you see, the solution lies in educating yourself.
So good. Education is one million.
Lecture Hilary Beckles gave was on March the 26th at the Barbados Museum. Okay?
You're going back giving us the background, you know?
No, I'm just giving
fluff.
This is now what I'm putting forward.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of yesterday's demonstration, yes? I have spoken to some people and also with David Denny, that we should have a global one-day Zoom meeting here in Barbados, looking at strategies for the 21st century, taking into consideration that since it was Barbados who started the process that black people were not human beings in 1661, and Barbados is going to be commemorating its 400th anniversary in 7 years' time. Let's talk about the role Barbados will be playing. At the moment, Barbados's Prime Minister has received or is receiving the most accolades than any other Prime Minister in the history of the Caribbean. Therefore, the world is looking upon Barbados for a solution. So David Denny is quite right that at the time when Barbados is influencing the world, we should not have this negative response from the police. But the
so one of the things you said, Global One Day Zoom meeting, will that make the cut? When we come back, we're going to take this further. 5 minutes afternoon, this is Brass Tax Sunday in association with Williams Industries Incorporated. For business surprise, big or small,
at Williams Metals, we have it all. Now is the time for you to fence your property with galvanized green, white, or brown chain link fencing and our brown band galvanized pole pipe, which are the longest lasting. We will give you a free estimate too on all your fencing material. For building surprise, big or small, at Williams
Metals we have it all. At Williams Metals we have it all. Visit their website at www.williamsmetals.bb.
Yes, definitely one of those programs that would make you drink your hand sanitizer. Now, let me hear from the other two panelists about this Global One Day Zoom meeting in brief. Let's start with you, Nasser.
Let me say something. We're just global thing. They can do anything like that, but that don't mean nothing. Let me tell you something. When Tom Adams took over this country in 1976, in Barbados, manufacturing was a powerful entity, and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people working, learning trades and developing, and millions of dollars being exported through the Caribbean. And the Caribbean could not compete with this country in manufacturing. It's not an NLCS. And I keep warning people, white people, as we call them, are no fools. They think 200, 300, 400 years down the line. Black people, they don't think about today and tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And that is what the problem is. You know what they did? When they realized that they could not have the way and we were competing, they couldn't import things, they got Tom Adams to stop the incentives that was going to the industrial sector.
Right, and that's a problem. And that is a problem. All the things you mentioned are problems.
Like they foresee, right, that within another 20 years, the black industrial sector will be so powerful that we'll be able to go into any other type of business and finance and become successful. And they destroy that. Listen, secondly, when all the pretty talk done, Barbados should not be signing laws. As a matter of fact, let me put it another way. None of these little hungry countries about the players that believe that they're special. I hear my brother there saying, you know, the whole world is watching Barbados. What about Barbados if you were to watch? Barbados is a little hungry country. What world watching Barbados watch? Barbados have to work towards the development of its people. What world watch? Listen, we cannot continue to have a system where they had a lot of small black hotels in this country, and a government kind of office deciding that they're going to improve them, give them quality, and make them better than all the other white people and only but one, two, and black people. And you've got to be realistic.
If you all refuse to answer the question, some of my guests online has chosen to. They say, Corey, there will be no changes. Things will quiet down after a while, and things will be as usual. We have to free ourselves from mental slavery first. This one says, 20 years from now, it will be the same. We will be without economic power, wealth, and political power. The situation of people of color around the world continues. Those who hold power and wealth will never relinquish. Simple.
Corey, can say something here?
Of course. That's why you're here.
I want to say, Corey, that in Barbados, right, we could bring about some changes. But what we have to do is that we have to take a very strong position in terms of changing the financial institutions. Because the financial institutions are set up to make a number of us fail. Take it and look at it. We had Julien in Barbados who was very, very successful. And we know what happened there. I don't want to repeat history. We have Mohamed Nasser with you and I, your husband's return. And we know what happened there with Filet. With Filet who came in Barbados and ran Nasser out of business. We know all of these things. And these things only happen because the financial institutions are created to make sure that black businessmen like Nasser, Allen, James A. Tudor, all of them.
And that is a problem.
And therefore, we have to deal with the financial institutions.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have a parliament that is represented by all black men, mm-hmm. and an executive, which is the cabinet, by all black men, and a judiciary system by all black men, and women. Then I don't understand why we can't make those changes. because we hold political power in Barbados.
But first of all, we got to understand what the problems are. And as we have done on this program, hold a minute. Then we have to identify what the possible solutions can be. And then we have to advocate in a very strong way to start the wheels turning. Because I think that we are running all over the place for 54 years post-independence, looking at, you know, the immediate, the emergency, the potholes. But we ought to look at the philosophy and the core, the reason for where... Yes.
Let me, because look, if not, I can't stand much more of this. Listen, and that's why persons like NASA, who could, he haven't understood what I said, because most of the conscious people in Barbados have not been listening to me for the last 30 years that I was in Barbados. Now, listen to this. This is... back in 1991, from Laria, the nation, government powerless to represent people of Barbados. That was immediately following the 1991 general election. Barbadians such as NASA and all of them went and vote and did not realize that they were voting for a system that you vote for one parliamentarian now. When he walk up the stairs, he can sit on any other side. You voted for a government and a system that a person who cannot read or write, who want to cast a vote, have to tell somebody that, would you please vote for John Brown for me because I can't dance. And all of us participate from 1955, for Christ's sake, until today. That system is still in place. We have here, and this also 1997, Tate comes out against black studies in school. We must understand what we are talking about. When we go to Parliament and make laws and what, it has to go back to England, because the Queen is head of state. It has to go back to England before we can implement it, if it challenges white supremacy. Stop. Let's stop fooling ourselves and believe because we've been successful here or we were victimized here or there that somehow we know what's going on. I'm saying, as Barbados at the moment, Barbados influenced the world from 1652 when we had the first ever peace charter, the Euston Peace Charter that was signed. Barbados influenced the world. Barbados influenced the world again a few years later in 1661 when it said that black people were not human beings. Jamaica passed that same law a few years after. America, 100 years after. So don't tell me about Barbados don't influence and got no influence. Mamoni is the first Barbadian prime minister that went to Africa as a special guest of that country. Barbados is the first country that Ghanaian president visit and address both houses of parliament. So Nasser, if you're going to deal with the history and understanding that you're coming into your knowledge a few years ago, it might be 30 or 40 years ago, that at one time you were educated like all Barbadians to believe that white people were superior to you. And you can't get out of that because that was your education and your socialization. We are going through a period where in 7 years' time, Barbadians, all of us, would have to decide if we're going to remain a colony of Britain and continue to comply with what is being done to us, or if we're going to bring about the change. Barbados can do it. is the only country in the world that started its development with a man's world.
Corey?
Yes, please.
Corey, this is about finding an answer to improve the life of our people, not to top me. So don't worry with that. This is what you want to say, though. When I heard just now about this 1800 and all these kind of things, who's these Belgians? Do you understand, and the whole world understand, that the whole of Europe, America, South America, all the Caribbean, in those days, black people had no say in nothing. So you talk about Barbadians and going on. A bunch of people from England, racist people come down here, enslave you, treat you like dogs, and pass laws, and you tell me about Barbadians. Barbadians influence what? We are talking about justice and fair play for black people.
Okay, break. Now I wanna read this message, and we can take some calls before we start thinking on each other. This one says, change to Barbados is like snow in the Sahara Desert. This country has sworn to maintain everything left by the colonial overlords. Okay. How long have we been hearing of public sector reform and republicanism and moving Nelson and reforming education? There is no political leader to date who have had the guts to initiate the fundamental change need to advance this country. That is why we are still a poor, underdeveloped island. With a little vision, we could be the beacon of light in the Caribbean. Our leaders are keeping us back.